218, you must be coming through the Detroit region. You got all that noise. Is that Roger?
Yeah, copy that. Copy that. I don't know what happened to this thing yesterday evening, but it's full static for a while. I just shut it off. Over.
Yeah, Roger that. Yeah, I was running to the Detroit repeater a while back, a few weeks ago. They told me I was off the repeater, and then I don't know, they fixed it. I was running to the Detroit repeater for a while, and then all of a sudden it's back noisy again there, Roger.
Copy. I don't know, maybe the weather. Could be the weather affecting it, something.
Now, from what I gather, there's a malfunction with it because, you know, like I said, a while back I was on it and somebody told me it sounded like I had a diesel engine idling next to me. And that's what you sound like. You know, you're copy, I can copy you, but you've got the thing in there. But then, for a while after that, there was no noise. Get on Detroit, talk, everything was working, and then just so it started doing its thing again there, Roger.
Yeah, Roger that. I pumped back up to high power now, back to 50 watts. Maybe I'll pull the brake through it. You're sounding okay now. You just get a burst of static as you're talking, and it clears away, and then you're good. So that's Mount Clemens. You're on. Over.
Yeah, Roger. There was no need to up the power. It didn't make no difference. I mean, you're understandable. You're readable and everything. I guess the guy did something. I got out of here. Like I said, it's not the radio, it's the repeater. Everybody that comes through breaks it was breaking up and then getting back, coming back in and breaking up, and ain't no big thing. That's the only bummer about this, is we're at the mercy of the repeaters. That's the only bummer I see, is being at the mercy of the repeaters, if you know what I mean there, Roger.
Yeah, Roger that. I just switched over to my Yagi beam. I got it kind of pointing kind of northeast from where I'm at over here at Willow Run Airport. But, you know, I've never tried simplex radio to radio, but I imagine I could go quite a ways if I tried. So I'll have to try it someday, find somebody with one close around here and try that out. Over.
Right up. It's still here a little bit that Detroit is way behind you. That's great. I'm over here in Warren. The first personal is Dave on this side. About Simplex, I figured, you know, Clemens is a good situation. talked to on here, he's about a good five. And I wonder, you know, if I can make it to the Mount Clemens repeater and hit it, you know, I wonder if I could hit him to Sunflex. It'd be a lot nicer to be able to talk Sunflex there, Roger.
Yeah, Roger that. Well, I got a little school not too far from here, and I can hear, they have radios in there, and they're using GMRS, because I can hear them talking on channel 1, 2 down in there, and the little low-power ones. And, yeah, I can hear them every now and then. They squeak into my antenna. Over.
Yeah, Roger. Yeah, I have in my radio here, my hand, I'm on a handheld in a house, a power thing, and I have all the FRS, GMRS frequencies in here. You know, I'll hit the scan, and there's a school like about a few blocks over from me. I can hear, you know, hear them and whoever, and then people playing around with them and stuff. Yeah, the, excuse me, sorry about that. Yeah, on them talkies, the GMRS frequencies on them little handhelds, they're low. If I get on one, my radio automatically drops to really low power. But I also have a few GMRS frequencies in here that the radio is on high power there, Roger.
Yeah, Roger that. Yeah. I think I've heard due east of me there's a Target and a little shopping area, and I'm hearing, I hear traffic out of there too on GMRS sometimes. Just depends on the weather and conditions, but it's right sometimes, Sunflex.
Yeah, Roger. Well, you see, too, just a few blocks from me is a busy intersection, 12 Mile and Hoover, and there's stores all up in there, you know, with all this strip malls. Yeah, and I get signals from them, too, telling the guy to go in the back and bring up a load of Pepsi and la, la, la and stuff. Yeah, sometimes I like to hit the scan and just, if I'm out here and I hit the scan, I like to hit the stuff. I hear little kids on the FRS talking to each other and everything, and grown-ups too on FRS talking to each other. Sometimes, man, that's some interesting stuff. They don't realize that other people can hear them, though. Roger?
Yeah, I copy that. Yeah, super low power. Yeah, name, the name's Randall here, WRZX218. I got a KG1000 plus. I run here at the base. I got like 30 foot. I'm 30 foot up with the good old jack antenna harvest, omnidirectional. And I got a Yagi beam too. I'm on that beam right now. It seems to be better signal off of that this morning for some reason, but that's what I run here. It gets pretty good. I'm about 25 miles west of Detroit Repeater, mile north Willow Run Airport. Go ahead.